Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We have mixed grains today. The one real bright spot was the wheat futures, trading quite a bit higher here for the most part today due to colder weather in the southern plains. There is no snow cover for the most part in the southern half of the U.S., and that combined with cold weather brings out this whole fear of possible winter kill in the wheat crop. Now we're only up 7 cents in July 14. Kansas City wheat's at 623.5, which is a pretty good rally considering we were about 10 cents lower at one point yesterday. So that's good. Front month, March, Kansas City was up 7 cents at 631.75. And then Chicago wheat in March was up 8.75 at 570. Corn futures are remaining kind of strong here. In March, we're at 429, up 2.75. A lot of people are out looking at that December of 2014 as we've got planting decisions around the corner for corn and soybeans. And at 450, or roughly 450 for DEIS 14, a lot of guys in the Midwest are saying, well, that's below my break-even. My break-even's closer to $5, so they may not plant as many corn acres. But right now, you know, we don't really know. We'll be watching that over the next few months as those decisions play out. And then November 14, beans are 1108, down 5.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had an ethanol report this morning, which normally comes out on Wednesdays, but MLK holiday pushed everything back a day. The ethanol report for the week showed that the overall production number rebounded this week to 6.335 million barrels, and ethanol stocks had a big increase up to over 17 million barrels at 17.018. Profit margins also rebounded up around $2.10. for Iowa. So really strong production for the week there. Now that might mean that in the future margins decrease because it was so good this week, but we won't know until next Wednesday in the next report. The other thing today, or tomorrow rather, would be the export report, which would normally be this morning. The expectations here for soybeans are between 300 and 625. Last week we were at 702, so kind of a lower end there. Corn exports are expected to be between 700 and 900. Last week we had 821. And then wheat, looking for 300 to 600. Last week we were at 320, which is a really low number. But this time of year, our export market tends to slow down because of what goes on in South America as they begin to harvest, and we'll really get into the thick of it in the next month.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, February live cattle were up 25 cents at 143.92, January feeders were down a dime at 170.37, and February lean hogs were up 2 cents at 85.57. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat was up 7.5 cents at 6.32 1/4. The July contract up 7 at 6.23 1/2. Chicago March corn up 2 3/4 at 4.29 even. July up 2 1/4 at 4.41 1/4. March soybeans down 2.5 cents on the day at 12.77 even. And the July contract off 2 cents at 12.50 1/4. And March cotton was off 51 at 87.33. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for Oklahoma Farm Report.